just about a word I'd like to ban. I've really been wanting to bring up about this for ages, actually, glad you brought the subject up.
This is because they want to redefine the word shirt front. Tony Abbott. Yeah, what's your word?
Mine's just an everyday word, but I don't like it. Obviously, I can't even really say it properly. It's just a degrading, condescending word when people say it.
It is, isn't it? Well, obviously, and yeah. I know that.
That's right, exactly. That's what I'm getting at. It just puts people down when people say it.
Well, you notice how many sportsmen say it?
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
I wonder why. Are they just trying to think of something
else? Oh, well, they're up there in the world, I suppose, and everything, and I suppose the media get under their skin sometimes, and they just want to, you know, be condescending sometimes. So,
oh, no, I don't think it's too many. We're not talking about too many rocket sciences.
Yeah, probably.
Obviously.
Yes.
Thanks, Anne. There's a word to ban. Obviously. Literally is another one. There's a few others. Literally, obviously, is a good one. Like, for the kids, you could ban like. And absolutely, when people say, oh, absolutely, well, no. From Peter, banning words. Ban the word so. All the young people use it these days. It's replacing From Jacques, the word compensation should be banned. Joan, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Okay.
I just have a real beef about pronunciation of a couple of words. I just like to say there is no U in constable.
In what word? Constable?
Constable.
Constable,
there is no U in constable.
Yeah.
There is no I in harassment. Envelope starts with an E, and Australia does not have a Y.
Australia.
And the reporters are the worst ones.
You must have an awful life, Joan. Why about all these things?
It just gets up me nose. So I'm telling you about it.
And me nose or my nose?
Yeah, me nose.
My nose.
Because you know and I know, so me nose.
Thanks, Joan. Sandra, hello.
Oh, hello. I've got a bit of a beef with potentially. It used to cause quite a bit of
angst
in our house. Yeah, my husband used to use it with the kids all the time. It was neither yes or no, but it did teach them how to negotiate very well with their father.
Isn't it funny, though, how you get a certain word gets in your head and you find yourself using it more often than is sensible? You've got to be really conscious of that in what I do, and I'm sure I do it myself. You know, I'll get a pet word that keeps popping out too much. Thanks, Sandra. Tim, hello.
G'day, how you going?
Okay. Going.
I was the journey word, but I won't go over that again because I think I wore that out last time. But the thing that drives me crazy at the moment is Andrews and Napthine are using, after someone asks them a question, they say, I thank you for asking that question.
They're being nice to people. They want them to vote for them.
No, it's just a filling so they can start to think about what they're going to spin.
I think it's partly that, although somebody pointed out to me the other day, Tim, that they were being very nice to callers during the election and saying, thank you for your question, or I really appreciate your call, or that's a good point to raise, rather than perhaps being as abrupt as they might be at times. Although, I must say, those two are usually not rude to callers, of course.